Alexey Ilyich, I have a question regarding the attitude of Christianity to the artistic creativity. I studied the meaning of the prayer, I read a lot of spiritual literature on orthodoxy, and I was looking for an answer to the question of the meaning of the artistic creativity. I found very few things about it in the books by Alexander Meng. He enlightened this question, but mostly the Holy Fathers speak on the moral purity, on salvation. But I think that for a living person, the question on creativity is very important, because we pray for tolerance, we pray for meekness, for many good things, but here comes the creativity, and we are very interested in this question. This is an absolutely natural question. We should not forget that there is a law. We know the physical law. We can't break them, because we know what this will lead to if we ignore the physical laws. And here is a spiritual law which says that the spirit, meaning the spiritual state of a person, creates and conditions a form. Let's take a look at Vasnetsov and Rubel. They both paint angels, but can we compare those angels? So a spirit creates and conditions a form. Why we admire so many icons? Why do we admire them? There is not a portrait depicted, but something that we call an image. So a portrait is the expression of the empirical level of a human being. So their passions, facial passions are depicted, but an image expresses the spiritual holiness of a human being, and their image is passion-free, and some icons are just amazing. So Christianity is connected to art very much. Klinka said, in order to create beauty, one should have a pure soul. So it is so well put. In order to create beauty, one should have a pure soul, indeed, and we see the proofs of that. So when we see something ugly in art, we understand what is going on and from what source all of it is coming from. It's quite obvious. Not so long ago, quite a thick book was published by Krylov. It is called To Kill the Art. It is a very interesting book with many curious facts in it. From the spheres of painting, music, and other kinds of art, and he illustrates the codependence of the spiritual state of a person and of their spiritual manifestation in art. Perhaps you know about our icon painters. They got ready to paint the icons. They had a very special lifestyle. It is so interesting. So they had a fast and they prayed before starting to paint an icon. And now, with a cigarette in their teeth, they are painting or drawing an archangel, and the spirit is accordingly the same. Once I entered a museum in New York, there was a painting split in half. The upper half was in one color and the lower part in the other color. And I asked how much it cost. It costs $25,000. And I said that I was ready to paint 10 paintings of the same kind every day. So emptiness leads to emptiness. The ugly spirit breeds the ugly forms, of course. So one should have a pure soul in order to create beauty. So this is the codependence.